Hi there. This is episode 411 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your much better rested than yesterday host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks, as you know. Track one is the Old Testament. Track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today we shall read 2 Kings chapter 5 from the English Standard Version. Let's begin. 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord, "Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman, my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him. And he said, "Behold, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. So accept now a present from your servant." But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive none." And he urged him to take it, but he refused. Then Naaman said, "If not, please let there be given to your servant 2 mule loads of earth. For from now on, your servant will not offer burnt offering or sacrifice to any god but the Lord. In this matter, may the Lord pardon your servant. When my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, leaning on my arm, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon your servant in this matter." He said to him, "Go in peace." But when Naaman had gone from him a short distance, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, "See, my master has spared this Naaman the Syrian in not accepting from his hand what he brought. As the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something from him." So Gehazi followed Naaman, and when Naaman saw someone running after him, he got down from the chariot to meet him and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master has sent me to say, 'There have just now come to me from the hill country of Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Please give them 1 talent of silver and 2 changes of clothing.'" And Naaman said, "Be pleased to accept 2 talents. And he urged him and tied up 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of clothing and laid them on 2 of his servants, and they carried them before Gehazi. And when he came to the hill, he took them from their hand and put them in the house, and he sent the men away, and they departed. He went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said to him, "Where have you been, Gehazi?" And he said, Your servant went nowhere. But he said to him, Did not my heart go when the men turned from his chariot to meet you? Was it a time to accept money and garments, olive orchards and vineyards, sheep and oxen, male servants and female servants? Therefore, the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your descendants forever. So he went out from his presence a leper like snow. May God bless the reading of His Word. I have some thoughts about this chapter, but first I've got a question for you. How much does it cost you to live? Rent or mortgage payment, insurance, utilities, food? Costs a lot, doesn't it? Now, what if your employer told you that he couldn't afford to pay you anymore? Not that he couldn't afford to pay you anymore, but that he could no longer afford to pay you. Would you stay on? Would you keep working there? No? Why not? Well, because you've got to pay bills and your time is worth something. You work, you deserve to get paid. You don't get paid, you have to go somewhere else that will pay you. Value for value. Well, here with this little podcast, I hope that I'm providing value to you. Does it help you in your commitment to read the Word consistently? Are you able to do so in a way that fits your schedule? Do my comments on the reading encourage you or cause you to think about what you've heard? Is that of value to you? Or is it just a way to fill the time? I did a little exercise a few minutes ago, and I totaled the time from this past October's LifeSpring Family Audio Bible episodes. No particular reason I chose October, I just picked it at random. I was surprised to learn that instead of the expected 10 minutes per episode, the actual average was 15 minutes and 16 seconds. The total for the month was 5 hours, 20 minutes, 44 seconds. Assuming that's an average month, you're getting 64 hours, 8 minutes, and 48 seconds of Bible reading and commentary in a year's time from this show. And that's not including the time it takes to record and edit the Bible reading, plus the time it takes to study and then write the commentary and record then edit that. Then the time it takes to assemble the audio pieces into a podcast, then upload the show to my Amazon Cloud account, and then do the show notes. I don't even want to think about the total time it takes to do that on a yearly basis. Probably a safe guess is 300 to 400 hours per year. What's the value of that? Am I investing into your life? If so, I'm asking you to go to support.lifespringmedia.com and make a gift in the amount that you value what I'm bringing to your life. You can make a one-time gift or you can make monthly gifts. And then for those that give certain amounts, I have gifts to give back to you. You can see them all listed there at support.lifespringmedia.com. Is value for value scriptural? You tell me. 1 Timothy 5:18 says, Those who work deserve their pay. Support.lifespringmedia.com. Now, on to some comments on our chapter, 2 Kings chapter 5. So, this Naaman was an important guy, commander of the army of Syria. Note that Syria is not a part of the Promised Land, and the Syrians are not a part of God's chosen people. As a matter of fact, one of the key people in this chapter was a young girl that was from Israel that had been captured by the Syrians. She was a slave of Naaman. And this girl, when she became aware that Naaman had leprosy, told him that there was a prophet who could cure him. The prophet was Elisha. This girl had huge faith. Elisha had never healed anyone of leprosy, but her faith was great. Now, here's an important fact about faith. Faith is not something that comes from us. It is a gift of God. There are many scriptures that tell us this, but I'll just give you one for now. Hebrews 12:2 says that He is the author and finisher of our faith. Whatever faith we have comes from Him. So God gave this young girl the faith that would move Naaman to seek out Elisha. And what happened when Elisha first told Naaman how to receive his healing? Naaman rejected it. It seemed too easy. What? Wash in the Jordan? Why did he discount the prescription? First off, he expected more of a production. He expected some sort of hocus-pocus and arm-waving. Secondly, the Jordan was seen by this Syrian as less than one of his own rivers from his home. Naaman had no faith in the cure. But his servants said, Well, hey, why not try it? What have you got to lose? What if it works? Isn't it worth a try? And you know what happened. He went in the Jordan and he was cured. He was cured not because of his faith, but because of the glory that would come to God. Naaman declared that he now believed that the Lord was the only God, and he committed to worship and sacrifice to only the Lord. Think of it. This man, who was very important and had thousands of people under his leadership, declared that the God of the Hebrews is the one and only God. How many other people were changed by that declaration, we do not know, but God saw to it that his name became known to an entire nation. And he did it through the faith he gave to that one young slave girl. What will God accomplish through you? You don't need a pulpit. You don't need a degree or a prestigious job or 10,000 followers on Twitter. All you need is the faith that God gave you and the willingness to speak when he prompts you. Who knows what'll happen? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 411.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_SteveWebb_. Hey, tell a friend about the Lifespring Family Audio Bible and remember to go to support.lifespringmedia.com. Value for value. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.